Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Joan, Chris, Hemingway Series, hosting tonight the bookstore. Well, White Whale. Thank you all for coming. When I'm fortunate enough to have a reading in Pittsburgh, I start with a prayer. Would you join me? In the name of the Allegheny and of the Monongahela and the Holy Ohio. Amen. Okay, I'm reading from Bird Book of Bridges, poems and photographs of city steps. And I thought I'd read from a section tonight that tracks the immigrant experience. And each section of this book has a photograph and a quote. And the quote for this section is a Dante quote. Thou shalt find how salt another's bread is wont to taste, and what a painful thing is going up and down another's stairs. Okay, this first poem is called Arrival, and it is in three sections. One, January 1st, 1892. A teenager from Ireland and her two younger brothers skip two steps at a time up the main staircase to Ellis Island. A chorus of foghorns, peals of church bells, steam whistles, and cheers as the first immigrant passes through. What is your name, my girl? Annie Moore, sir. Registry book signed, handed a $10 gold piece. Chaplain's blessing, wishes for a happy new year, escorted to the waiting room into the arms of her parents. Two, May 20th, 1905. A Polish woman with three little children climbs the steps from the pier to Ellis Island. Baggage room, registry room, more steps to public health as she takes a 6-second physical. How quickly she climbs, how high she lifts her legs, how tightly she grips the railing, how labored her breath. Next, a test for intelligence. The question, would you wash the stairs from the top down or the bottom up? The woman's curt reply, I do not come to America to wash stairs. Three, the Immigration Act of 1924. A stonemason from Sicily climbs the steps from the pier to Ellis Island. If he were given the same physical and asked the same question, he would think of hundreds of steps he built from the sea to his hill town, an Italian's pyramid to the heavens. Then he could answer, I come to America with mallet and chisel, no broom. But a doctor measures his head and body parts, too short, too dark and hairy, ears too big. A commission concludes that certain kinds of behavior are inherent in the Italian race. Crimes of violence, robbery, blackmail are peculiar to the people of Southern Italy. A quote unquote natural born criminal climbs down the steps from Ellis Island to the pier. Savage, the report says, and a rapist, rejected.
Well, we had a little music break there.
Okay, this next poem is American Future. It is actually translated in Italian, but I'm just going to read the English tonight. This is in memory of my father, Mariano Procopio Corso. Snapshot of my father as a young man standing at the top of hillside steps, wearing a double-breasted suit and tie, pants creased, shoes polished, his back to the steel mill in the valley behind him, his back to the jackhammer he used to drill on the labor gang. It's 70 pounds to his 145. The crane he operated in a sweaty cabin above a coal-fired furnace, his back to chain-smoking staffs, to chain-smoking beer gardens, to the jackass work he skipped one day. And when his father found out, he belted him before he told his son, "Mario, you better learn to use your head and not your hands." As he wore white collars best, striking a pose for the camera, feet anchored on higher ground, my father set his sights ahead. Not at a Pittsburgh mill, not his native Calabria or Santo Procopio, not the patron saint he was named after for sharing the same July 8th birthday, but signed his middle name, Paul, instead of Procopio. Not the steps he climbed onto a boat crossing the ocean in steerage herds, steps where his mother led him by the hand, pushed him through the classroom door each morning because he was a WOP who couldn't speak English, a WOP who flunked his grade of school. Steps to a job at the mill after high school, running and jumping down with a lunch bucket swinging from his hand, punching in on time with the rank and file. Steps up to a World War II fighter plane as a tail gunner in the Pacific Theater, then to college on the GI Bill, to the stage to accept his diploma, to a newspaper office, government office, school administration office, suit and tie office. What was my Italian father thinking as he faced his American future, double-breasted for the camera? What he didn't know, couldn't know. He turned his back on his immigrant past, but his cancer faced front. Dead center front, dead center lungs. I'm going to read two more poems, and this one is a current event, believe it or not, or maybe you do believe it. It's called An Emergency, and this is a set of stairs in Chatsworth, Georgia. An 87-year-old Syrian woman climbs down one step at a time, one hand holding onto the rail, the other a steak knife. She slowly makes her way to a wooded area. She stoops down, reaches for dandelion greens to cut them, toss them into her apron pocket, toss them into her husband's salad bowl with lemon and garlic. Dispatcher, what's your emergency? Caller, there's a lady walking on the bike trails. She has a knife and she won't leave. She doesn't speak English. A police car pulls up. Three officers pull out their guns. The woman doesn't drop the steak knife despite their commands and attempt to show her how. Police tase her. Dot red, stun red, sting red burning her skin, electric red, shock red, enough volts to stop her heart. That night, there's one less knife in the kitchen drawer. That night, her husband eats salad dressed with lemon and garlic, salad without dandelion greens. He doesn't know why. And this last poem is called On the Way Up. And as we know, there are hundreds and hundreds of steps, debating what figure you want to go with, some anywhere between 739 and 900. But we're all hopefully walking them to get exercise, to get where we're going to go, and to celebrate them. We know that there are various events in the city. And this one was inspired by the step trek in the South Side. On the way up, as we climb these steps, look out on our city, ribbons of river, bridges arching their golden spines, duet of valley and hill. As we look out to buildings huddled together, a fountain pluming in the mist, an incline zippering up its track. Remember the immigrant who came here, his chisel and his mallet, to build these steps with concrete fists. Remember him on a steep hill, standing on an edge, the width of his feet, the width of misstep and fall, standing with his pick, picking away at a glacier of rock, dirt up his nose, dust in his eyes, grit between his teeth. And down his neck, a foreman who brushes his top coat, adjusts his bowler hat, glances at his pocket watch to time lunch. Each step we take, a step in the past, our ancestors, their uncertain futures, we on steady ground. Each step, a step in the future, new immigrants on the way up. And for every step we take, they take three. One forward, one backward, and one waiting. Thank you so much.